I wouldn't be telling a third of my clerk, you need to make a decision now, because if he's getting forced and told to do something, I don't think it'll end your way. So if North have been patient with him this far, just because another suitor or another team has become available, don't force the issue and tell him to go and make a decision now, because I don't know 100% that that would be the right way to go with a person like Clarko.
Luke Hodge, don't impose a deadline, but he went on to say, don't be stressed either. Just because Clarkson wants to explore all that's in play, that's the natural way of him. So I asked Sam to do two bits of morning work for us. Sam Edmund for Effective Freight Solutions, get started with us today. I am reading conflicting reports that there is a deadline and that there isn't an ultimatum. So I just have to know. Sam Edmund, welcome.
Jared, good morning to you. Nothing wrong with a bit of homework, is there? And we did some.
Excellent. The first three periods of the morning, we're approaching recess. What have you learnt?
That's right.
What have you learnt so far today?
I'll just get my play lunch out now. So there's no ultimatum. There's no deadline, but there's a new word, Jared.
Mm.
We want an indication.
Oh, now that's nice. What an excellent compromise.
Now, this is from the Kangaroos themselves. They're not going to give Clarkson an ultimatum. They're not going to give him a deadline for an answer today, but they have instead asked for some sort of indication, an update, if you will, on Alistair Clarkson's line of thinking. So the Clarkson camp understands that there's going to be a point where the Kangaroos might eventually need to broaden their thinking here. I mean, that's stating the bleeding obvious. And there's an understanding, albeit a begrudging one, from North Melbourne that the situation at Essendon demands Clarkson's consideration as well, via his manager, James Henderson, who has had conversations with the Bombers. So all parties are on the same page. North Melbourne simply want an indication going forward, Jared.
And awesome. If that indication is we're going to take a period of time to talk to Essendon, what do you think North Melbourne does?
Yeah, that's a very good question. That's a hard one to answer at the moment. So it gets to a point where North Melbourne, they do have, we talked about it with Gary and Tim earlier, they do have a contingency plan. It's not like they're so invested in Alistair Clarkson they haven't canvassed internally about where they go should they not get the answer they want. Now, if Alistair Clarkson says no, then that's when they go down the line of other experienced coaches. And those coaches will be Ken Hinckley and they will be Leon Cameron. Now, both of those two men have stated unequivocally, Ken, in Ken's case, that he wants to coach Port Adelaide next year, and he has the backing, eventually, of David Koch. And then there's Leon Cameron, who wants to stay in Sydney for family reasons, at least for next year anyway. So, but that doesn't stop North Melbourne asking the question. You've got it. You don't win the raffle without buying the ticket. So they're going to do that with those two gentlemen. I imagine they'll ask Nathan Buckley again, who sits in this chair regularly as well, about his thoughts, and he has been just as adamant as the former two men that we mentioned, that coaching will not be for him next year. But that's the path North Melbourne will go down, I understand, if Alistair Clarkson eventually, and hopefully this isn't the case for North Melbourne, says no.
My second piece of homework was I'd want to understand more around the COVID breaches, because there is a big difference between clerical breaches and nefarious deeds. And the third point that was made in the fines were uploading an image taken of a previous rat undertaken by that or another person.
Yep.
I could read that as fraudulent behaviour.
Well, it is, because it is fraud. It is an element of fraud. And that last point is concerning. Now, the league did say in a statement right in the line below that point, that third point, that while the audit found that there were five clubs with varying levels of non-compliance, it did not find that any club had obtained a competitive advantage through failure to comply. So I'll put the question to them, that how can you have both in the same statement? And the feedback came that there were some irregularities. They looked into the Vax Vault results further. They did some more digging. The AFL interviewed everyone. They went really hard on this, and they found that there was no evidence of collusion, no proof at all that clubs were doing anything to game the system. If they did, Jared, we might well have been talking loss of premiership points and all sorts of serious consequences. Instead, it was deemed to be laziness. The AFL Integrity Department found test images weeks apart were the same pick, same background, same marble benchtop, if you like. So they looked further into the Vax Vault to audit it, and they wanted to check the photos were attached to the tests have been uploaded, etc. It's funny, did we speak a couple of weeks ago, or a week and a half ago? The clubs had been saying, hang on, you've slashed the soft cap, you've taken people out of our football department, you shouldn't be surprised that one staffer can't necessarily control 45 players to hand everything in on time. The app's crashing or whatever. You know, they're also pointing out the rooms are open again to the public after games. People are allowed in whose vaccination history is unknown. The AFL is saying, hang on, it was a privilege to play over the last couple of years with people locked in their homes, and they've put it on the clubs this year to take some accountability themselves with what they're going to give them the system. They all signed up for the start of the year. And they've also, the AFL, Jared, taken into account, this is interesting, the seniority of staff at Clubland as well. So the Swans, who were fined the most, 100,000, half of that in the soft cap, which really is where it hurts, copped as much as anything because of the people who have been in charge there for a long time and perhaps should have known better the seniority that the Sydney Swans have at their disposal in this space, and that perhaps more was expected of them. They did it, the AFL, because finals are coming. The AFLW season is about to start. They wanted to see what was happening around COVID compliance. So they make no apologies at all, the AFL. And it is a reminder, they're saying, to clubs to get their processes in place. VaxVault's been going all season. If the clubs aren't doing it and they're providing falsified photos of old tests and someone comes in with COVID and it spreads throughout the club and 10 players are missing in a final, then the consequences are enormous. So it was a forceful reminder.
So the AFL stated in its release that nobody had sought competitive advantage. Now, there wasn't enough information to tell us why that was their finding. So in the people you've spoken to, is it accepted that people weren't trying to con the system to remain available when they shouldn't have been?
No, it wasn't like a player had tested positive and they'd submitted a negative result. That is the firm belief of all the interviews and all the evidence gathered by the AFL Integrity Department. And also, I should add, it's not like one player has used the same photo for 8 negative test results either. It's not that widespread. But the AFL were concerned enough to crack down really hard. I mean, $50,000 in the soft cap for one club is a significant amount. So the clubs have didn't like it. They didn't like it at all. In some cases, they had staff members who are relatively junior, really upset. They felt they'd been intimidated in the interviews that were conducted by the AFL. Some were close to tears or in tears. You know, how can this person be expected to collate 45 player results? So they're saying, the AFL, well, that's fine. But this is a reminder then. Get your processes in place properly for the pointy end of the season and for AFLW beyond.
Yeah, it's a good shake-up to the players as well because the soft cap hit materially affects them
Next
year. So it's not a huge imposition to be able to do your test on time and upload your photo.
No.
And now it's serious.
Oh, really serious. Yeah. So anyway, those two statements did jar, didn't they? But the AFL saying there was no proof whatsoever that competitive advantage was sought.
Excellent. Sam, thank you.
Thanks, Jared.
So Sam with it's an indication, an update, if you will. And that's, so Robbo's piece today uses the word indication. It's just that morphed into tell us now and other reporting around a deadline. I used the word deadline last night, in fact. So we'll just temper that. Today is not D-Day. Just are you still in play? Yeah, I'm still in play. No worries. Just let us know. Just let us know. Oh, it's going to make for some tense times, that's for sure. Sam Edmund with the latest in footy. Effective Freight Solutions, delivering simple freight solutions to help grow your business. Visit efs.net.au.